You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
A texter, unfortunately, is interested in speaking of hair, whether or not I have kept up with the back waxing.
I'm going to guess that's a no.
Anybody eating breakfast at 7:04 in the morning and want to discuss my back waxing? I have not. I have not.
Why? I thought you liked it.
It was too painful.
It was silky smooth. Yeah, but painful. It gets less painful every time you do it.
No, I did that to pay off a bet on the Bruins losing the Stanley Cup on the old show, and I haven't kept up with it. This texter says that there's only one reason why Tom Brady would dye his hair, and that is because he has to look young for the brand, the TB12 brand, to be believable.
Right.
I don't buy into that.
You
I think
don't?
There are no.
What?
Maybe he.
You're
maybe,
nuts.
Maybe he uses a product that just makes his hair darker because he has light hair or something like that.
Hair dye.
That product would be called Just For Goats.
Oh, it's the pomade that made his hair look. It's the pomade that he's wearing during the game his helmet that's making his hair look dark.
Right.
Get out of here.
He used the wrong kind. He used Giselle shampoo by accident. That's something.
Nope.
All right. I can't believe, by the way, you women spend a fortune on shampoo. Like, you buy that Brazilian blowout stuff or whatever. It's $100 for like a half of a handful or something like that.
Yeah, because we don't want to throw on the Prel that's going to strip every cell off your body.
Yeah, who cares? It's shampoo. Who cares?
We do, because then as soon as we turn 40, you drop us for a 22-year-old that uses the same shampoo. Like, really? I don't think I have to explain this.
I can't believe you people still use shampoo.
I know.
So 1980s.
Yeah. So Nixon 1980s. Hair washer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
It does for you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work for me.
Well, you don't use shampoo?
Nope.
Why?
Because it washes hair in like 6 years.
Is it bad for the environment or something?
Yes. It's also bad for the environment of my head.
Speaking of that, let us discuss this for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
In New York City, they are about to ban paper receipts. So you will never be able to get a receipt on paper for anything that you are buying, that you need to, you know, maybe you need to present some kind of a receipt at the workplace or for your taxes or in order to be reimbursed for something. Apparently, there is a chemical on receipts.
Yes.
Which is
the BPA, the bisphenol A. It's cancer causing.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah,
now, haven't people
highly
been,
dangerous.
Haven't people been touching receipts for the last 100 or so years and
everything's
been okay.
This is what they're looking to ban is that thermal print paper, not like the conventional paper. It's the thermal stuff.
Yeah, you mean the stuff
that
everybody uses everywhere,
right,
every day?
So
that they're used to using. And
don't
like
mind the hundreds of people between 25th and 40th Street that are taking dumps on the sidewalk because they don't have a house in New York. We're banning receipts.
Of all the things, having lived in New York City for 2 decades, of all the things that they should possibly ban, paper receipts when you're half in the bag and pick up a pack of smokes, some Funyuns, right, and a six-pack on the way to a stoop party. That's the last thing they should worry about banning in New York City.
You're right.
Trust me.
No, but somebody's...
Trust me.
Listen, somebody got in somebody's ear, and they're going to ban all paper receipts. I mean, pretty soon, is
AOC?
There going to be anything that you can use anymore?
No.
Like, in like straws, balloons, receipts...
No.
The vape pens.
Well, ruins
that
my
like
kid's upcoming 7-year-old party.
I mean,
we were going to have a straw and vape party
for
them.
They're banning receipts, but they're putting in 16 safe injection sites in Manhattan.
Seriously, are we literally going to live in a world where you have to go to filling stations for everything and bring your compostable package and get your rice, milk, Anything you need to get. Our car is going to be, we're going to have to ban cars, right? They're all going to go electric. You're not going to be able to use anything that's made from anything that can't go away in 30 days or less.
Yeah.
I know this sounds like I have a script to be the contrarian, but like, why are you outraged at this? What have you used a receipt for in the last 10 years?
Ken, do I seem outraged?
Yes, you seem very
bothered. Government interference,
I'm not outraged. I just find it ridiculous that there are people that are being paid when it comes to our elected officials to run around and decide what product that has been utilized by human beings for the last 50 years.
When are people using receipts? Nobody is using receipts for anything. When have you used one?
Of course. I use them for my taxes. Yes, I do.
It's all the dinners.
People do your taxes.
It's the dinners.
Yes, I do. I use them to be reimbursed for my expenses.
You haven't done an expense report in 28 years.
Greg pays somebody to take a picture of the receipt, so in case he loses it, on the way out when he grabs the dinner mints. But you have to have paper receipts. Like some years I have like 15 or 20 W-2s and 1099s. If I don't have the paper receipts, I lose thousands in write-offs. I get screwed.
What about CVS? I mean, they're killing an entire rainforest.
Thank you.
With that. You get a mile-long receipt.
You don't need to get that. It goes on your points.
Yeah. You can just it's so easy to get rid of the receipt.
You want to give your email to these people, and then 5 minutes later you have 600 spam emails from the company. No, thank you.
What's worse? Okay, Greg, there's a good point, Curtis. What's worse for the environment, Greg? A thermally printed receipt when you go to a Duane Reade or a Walgreens in New York City, or all the server farms that are just sucking up energy in Iceland or Copenhagen, where they're just sucking up energy so you can hold on to your receipt over there?
I mean, are people licking them or something? I mean, what is the cancer causing situation here? That
nobody's doing anything with them. That's the point. Get rid of them.
This is our biggest issue in Manhattan right now.
Yes, it
paper
is.
Paper receipts.
It's always a deflection. Well, something else that needs to be done.
Because these
idiots
are handling it.
You just want to yell at liberals. You pick out like the most minute things to yell at people about.
Right, because they're so moronic. Their ideas are dumb. My sister lives in Manhattan. They have a massive homelessness problem right now. People are literally pooping all over the streets of New York.
Curtis has a giant receipt collection in the office.
I'd rather have receipts than step in human poop.
Curtis.
What about like a week after Christmas when you go, hey, I'd like to return this, and they go, okay, do you have a receipt? And you say, nope, sorry.
Nope.
Sorry, the receipt was banned.
Pull out your phone and you show them the credit card
I made a
slip.
Pledge to the environment. I don't have a receipt. Yeah. Can I please have these back?
Living digitally like this, it makes sense for some things, but it's so ridiculous to think that you have to pull out your phone. Oh, is there good signal in here? No, I don't.
Nobody does that. Nobody pulls out a phone 800 times a day.
Right.
How
ridiculous. Hold on a second. Let me check the Wi-Fi. What's your password? And then you hold up the line and it takes 27 minutes just so you can return a sweater from Polo that your aunt gave you that you didn't want in the first place. God. Paper receipt, please.
Here's a text that says, 617 text, I literally have to turn in receipts for my expense account or I don't get reimbursed.
Okay, print them out then.
Right. So you take another extra hour.
Or convince your boss.
Go into your
go
email
digital.
And go figure. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Go back to the old paper.
This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, morning, everybody.
What's up, Bill?
Every day we're getting one step closer to being like the movie Demolition Man, where they ban toilet paper. There'll be two groups of people, the people that live above the ground and people that live below the ground.
Bill, do you know how to use the three shells?
Not yet.
I think we talked to Dennis Leary about that when Dennis was on the show a couple weeks ago about how we are becoming that film.
Yes.
We are, as a society, we are becoming that movie.
You'll get demerits when you swear in public or you don't recycle. There are going to be literally enviro bots that are going to follow you around and give you tickets when you don't use something compostable.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, fun fact, I didn't know this. The sun is actually 8 CVS receipts away from Earth.
It's a good
did
one.
You know, did that you know good. That?
Yeah.
That's from a 617.
I love scientific factoids.
For 715, that's pretty tight.
That's good. I like that.
Fin.
Ken, are you allergic to wit? I just wanted to check before I get you a Christmas gift.
All right. Well, we're banning receipts. I mean, in New York, they banned soda. They banned calling anybody. You get fined like $25,000 if you call somebody an illegal immigrant.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they're encouraging people to use the bathroom on the side of the Fifth Avenue.
You're really worked up about that.
It's disgusting.
No,
that city is a freaking pile of crap,
Curtis,
right now.
Curtis, it's been that way since I went to college and for all those years. The biggest problem in New York City, swear to God, is the overflowing garbage barrels with boutique coffee shop cups.
Mm-hmm.
Every street corner is nothing but Gregory's coffee, Starbucks coffee, all these different overpriced coffeeterias, cups teeming everywhere. It is literally the most first world disgusting coffee cup crap hole at this point.
What about gift receipts? I mean,
oh,
Ken, what are you going to do with the gift receipt? You got to have the gift receipt if you're giving somebody an ugly sweater.
Do they, not. I mean, you know, God, you're giving somebody a gift.
Can I have a gift receipt for that three transactions
right.
later that you can't retrieve in the system? Thanks. Oh, I forgot. I need a gift receipt. No one ever saves the gift receipt.
All right. Well, in New York, they're going to ban, thankfully, they're going to finally ban paper receipts because they're killing our planet and killing all of us. At the same time, let's find out what is trending.
Tonight, 6 to 8, Mudded Night, broadcast live from Encore, Boston Harbor. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Patriots getting ready for the Chiefs. They had a practice yesterday. Two players missed, including Ted Karras, so that could be an O-line issue. Several limited. Tom Brady had a toe and a right elbow listed on the injury report, although he was a full go. Week 14 launches tonight, Dallas at Chicago. We will have it at 8. After Mutt at Night with Wiggy from the Encore Casino and the On Deck Burger Bar. Tom Brady on the E! Network, I played a couple clips in the last hour. It was called In the Room, host Jason Kennedy. You had a kind description for him, Fitzy. But they talked about Brady playing at 42 and whether it was an honor to Tom.
This guy is 42 years old. He's been in the league 20 years. And it always comes back to, like, 40. People say your age over and over, 42. Does that get annoying? Or is it more of, like, an honor to be 42 playing at this level?
No, it's definitely an honor. I definitely feel a great privilege to do it. I love playing football. I've loved the preparation for it. I love the off seasons. But I certainly love doing this, too.
We got a lot to learn from this guy.
Definitely spinning it towards the next love, right? Mm-hmm. This is the next passion.
Yeah.
The kicker situation still murky. Nick Folk had his locker removed over at Foxborough, Fitzy. So, I mean, they missed out on Chase McLaughlin, who was claimed by the Niners. Who is going to kick this weekend?
The best player on the New England Patriots right now. Say it with
your guy
everyone.
Bailey?
1, 2, 3. Jake Bailey. Yes.
Why not?
You saw his onside kick the other night. It was perfect.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be all for going for two every time, except they stink in the red zone. So that seems like a terrible plan. I mean, they do need a guy to kick extra points. Can Bailey do that?
Yeah. Why not? What else can't the guy do?
Celtics beat the Heat 112-93. They were down 11 in the first half, but cruised to the win when all was said and done. 31 from Jaylen Brown, 28 from Kemba Walker. Seas host Denver Friday night, and the Bruins, Hillman, go for 9 in a row. They host the Blackhawks tonight at 7. This is the Greg Hill Show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Next election.
Same, different day. Just
well, with the Patriots seemingly getting ready to face the Kansas City Chiefs without a place kicker, a texter is asking a pretty good question, which I can't answer clearly because I'm not that smart. But why aren't more NFL punters place kickers?
It's a great question. Save a whole roster spot, make more money.
But it must be something. It must be that it's so different. You know that it must not be a very similar act. It's got to be that. Otherwise, it would happen all the time.
Well, it's like asking why isn't a sushi chef a baker? Like they both prepare food, but it's two completely different culinary sciences.
Yeah.
You've opened a special teams wormhole with Fitzy, which we probably don't want to go down right now.
Okay, Ken, because one thing they don't do, hockey face, is win games. You're just bummed out there's not special teams in hockey. Because the Patriots definitely didn't win a Super Bowl thanks to special teams, nor has Jake Bailey kept them in multiple games this season. Oh, who won the game against Dallas for them?
Bruins have won 8 in a row, and the Patriots have lost 1 in a row. So stick it.
So put that in your Pasternak and suck it.
Isn't Bailey also the holder, though? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, could he do? He'd have to hold it for him. So it'd be like Giselle with Tom throwing the ball and catching it.
My husband, he cannot kick the ball and hold it for himself. He's also, I don't know if you know this, he is in charge of guest services in the Putnam Club. He's the team chaplain.
Yeah, maybe Edelman can kick. He can throw. He can return punts.
No, but seriously, Greg, it's Thursday morning at 7:23 a.m. The New England Patriots do not have a place kicker for Sunday's game, which very well likely will come down to the point spread, which is 2.5.
Yeah. Well, Ken said they're just going to constantly go for two and hope they never have to kick a field goal.
Maybe they would. Hannibal was speculating that folks working out at some private field and this is all a plan to save a roster spot until Sunday. He can just kick on his own. He doesn't need to be with the team, and then they'll sign him on Sunday.
No, but they're going to have to make a roster spot, Greg, because they picked up, was it Huggins or Higgins?
Yeah, they want to see him practice a couple days, and then they'll figure it out.
They picked up this defensive tackle, a rookie out of Clemson that was with Philadelphia. He took Forbath's spot, the kicker, so there is no open roster spot right now for place kicker.
Don't say Higgins, because that gives Greg an opportunity to do his Magnum PI impression.
Oh, yes, one of my better television impressions. Higgins! I like Magnum P.I. Didn't they make a Magnum P.I. movie?
Show.
Without...
There was a new version.
Oh, there was
of the
a
show.
New version of the show?
A reboot.
Oh, a reboot. Yeah. Which was...
Pretty terrible.
There's
terrible.
A hot guy in it. I forget who he is. He's some actor that I like. I can't think of his name.
But was it Chris Pratt?
No.
No, God.
No, it was like a B-level.
But that's who they would probably get for an Indiana Jones reboot or a Magnum P.I. movie. Chris Pratt, you plug him into anything. Just add a motorcycle and Velociraptor.
Before yesterday.
Is he still apologizing for using a one-use-only plastic bottle?
He's joining Jim Gray tonight, and he has a tearful apology that's going to air during Thursday Night Football.
Tom, if we could take a moment here, brought to you by Macy's, to allow Chris Pratt to come in and enviro-apologize, that would be terrific.
He's actually going to apologize directly to Jason Momoa for calling him out.
Here's somebody who was a high school hard-o kicker who says that punters are big power guys. They don't have to be very accurate. And so, therefore, you can't, in general, you can't have the punter be the place kicker. That's the scenario.
A kicker goes out and he kicks.
Look at some of the great place kickers in history, though, like Ralph Benerschke, the Gramatica brothers. These were like 5'6", Matt Barr, who kicked for Cleveland, and then the Patriots for decades. These are tiny human beings. They're like Stiz Grimy sized, and yet somehow they're able to knock 55-yard field goals. But these punters are just these giant hulking brohemoths with cannons for legs.
Here's a text asking if they can call Labor Source and rent a guy for the game. Yes. Yeah. They're having open tryouts on Saturday.
Ring. Hello, TaskRabbit. Yes, wondering if you guys happen to have somebody who can make a 42-yarder at Gillette this Sunday.
They're going to get Mark Wahlberg from Invincible.
Yeah. Who can do anything, right? Mark Wahlberg.
Going to get Ryan the Temp.
This is Phil. Hello, Phil.
What's happening this morning, all?
What's going on? What's up?
Quick question for the Patriots historian, Nick. Didn't Doug Flutie actually drop kick a field goal once? Why does it have to be a place kick?
That's right. Bill Belichick gave Doug Flutie one of the great swan songs in NFL history when he allowed him to drop kick an extra point in the final game of the 2017 season, which they sacrificed to the Dolphins ultimately. But that was truly one of the highlights of his career and the Patriots' first decade with Belichick.
Wasn't there also a big issue because he wanted the ball back and the fan who had caught it would not give it back unless he was paid a significant amount of money, if I remember correctly?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And didn't Doug Flutie then go into the stands and beat that man with his shoe?
I don't believe he did.
Oh, am I mixing Boston sports history?
I don't think so. He may have. If he did, it was about the man's knees because Doug, not a tall.
Now we're height shaming.
Not a tall. I'm not height shaming anybody. Just not a tall guy.
Did he want to get the football back and throw it into a volcano to save Middle Earth?
Had a little trouble throwing over the taller offensive lineman.
Kyler Murray's not having any trouble doing that in Arizona these days.
Let's see. We already mentioned the fact that Carly Lloyd could come in and kick. So there's countless text messages about that.
I'm shocked the Globe editorial board has not done 16 columns about how crap is sexist for not bringing her in with an obvious need.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, doesn't Bill have a son that could be the place kicker?
Ooh.
He probably does.
Backing up now to attempt the 39-yard kick. Number one, Steve Belichick's mullet.
Yeah, when it comes to hair issues on the New England Patriots, Danielle, which are you more concerned with? Steve Belichick's mullet or Tom Brady dyeing his hair?
Hey, no problem with Tom dyeing his hair whatsoever. Yeah, okay. I don't. I think he's got to look the brand. I think maybe they should have done it like that. Peeny, is that his hair guy?
Yeah.
Maybe should have done it a little bit more gradually.
What do you mean gradually?
He went like two full shades darker.
It was jarring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jarring. Look at that. Look at Josh Brolin, our quarterback.
Seriously.
Are you kidding me? Well, look at this.
It's just dark. It's shadows.
It's not the shadow.
It's the lighting.
Every news network that didn't happen to have the same shadow and lighting. There's been multiple photos of him outside, too. Even on the broadcast. It was, he'd take his helmet off. Doc.
Are there any kickers on ZipRecruiter? Or is it possible they could go and get a kicker off of ZipRecruiter?
Account temp says it.
Yeah. Yes.
Is Monster.com still a thing?
It's a Robert Half company.
2 points for you on that one.
Thank
two. More than one. You get two for that one.
I've done a lot of reads for them.
Is there a buttery Chardonnay you can pair with that?
No, but I have a vibrant and juicy Pinot Noir.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll see what they do. I mean, I suppose, all kidding aside, It probably makes you a little nervous that it's Thursday at 7:30. It doesn't make you.
Because when they win Super Bowl 54 is the only team in history without an active place kicker on their roster, it will be Belichick's crowning achievement.
Here's a text asking if they could get somebody from Bentley. Bentley Falcons. What about wasn't there a kid from Assumption who went from D2 to D1?
I believe so. All I know is that BC hasn't had a good kicker my entire life.
Never?
For whatever reason, you should be able to recruit a kicker, right? I feel like kickers you can find a million of them. It's not exactly the most difficult thing to do in the world. You can sneak them onto the roster any way possible. And BC has never had a field goal kicker in my life.
Danielle, 781 text, why are you bullying gray-haired men?
I'm not bullying anybody.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, yes, you are. Mm-hmm.
How do you figure? Explain.
You're bullying.
You seem to be in support of it. So somebody explain how I'm bullying gray-haired men. Not at all. I dated one for like 10 years, and I find it sophisticated, and I've always liked older guys. So there's really no weight behind that theory.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Curtis said earlier, and I agree with him, It's a bit of a vain thing to do to dye your hair.
Who cares? But, I don't understand why people care. Worry about your own damn hair. So if Tom Brady wants to dye his hair, let him dye his hair.
Well, but do you liken it to plastic surgery? Like when women are getting these massive collagen lips
Greg,
they arrive, the lips arrive 20 minutes before they do, like when they're walking into a restaurant or something.
I blame Instagram for that.
That's Instagram's fault. Well, so that's why Tom Brady's doing it.
Right, it's Instagram.
Because it's Instagram.
It's
well, what's more jarring to you guys when you haven't seen somebody in a few weeks or months and they walk in with A, like you're saying, the frozen face because they either just got Botox or that. Two, huge chompers from the hair, these giant teeth they can't talk through, or hair dye.
Hair dye.
I think hair dye is most jarring when you go like super dramatic.
Well, I think all those things are jarring because people don't say anything about them. So it's
how,
like,
why should they have to?
Because
if you're going to walk in and be like, hey, I got a giant boob job, FYI, in case it's not obvious.
Well, no, but yes, you should acknowledge it. Like, if you're
no,
at
you
work.
You shouldn't. If a guy doesn't have to tell you he's not
oh
cut,
my God.
I don't have to tell you about my lip injections.
If it, no, no. If you're. Please, this is a family program.
No, it's
if he's not circumcised
oh,
before,
come on,
before
Danielle.
Something happens. She has an issue with guys who don't tell.
I don't have an issue with it. I'm just
like,
saying.
When she's meeting a guy for a rando hookup at a bar, she wants him to tell.
No, but that
or
would
not,
be awkward, right? If a dude just came out and was like, FYI.
Yeah, no, but what
like,
I'm saying.
It's a non sequitur.
But what I'm saying is, if you work with somebody, okay, like, you know. Pick somebody that we work with,
yeah.
And suddenly they.
If Mark Hannon got lip injections, I'd expect him to tell me about it.
Because
no, it's so obvious.
Like Mark Hannon is a good example. Gray hair, right?
Yeah.
If he showed up suddenly jet black hair and didn't say anything about it,
be
like,
weird.
Wouldn't people?
We would just talk about him behind his back normal
but
people.
But people ought to. It's like a woman who shows up suddenly with perfect, you know. D cup, you know, clearly fake breasts. Yeah. Like you should acknowledge it. It's like
no, you shouldn't. You don't owe anybody an explanation about what you've done to yourself.
I mean, the whole world is looking at Tom Brady, and they're like, "Wait a second, suddenly he has jet black hair."
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
He
and you expect him to acknowledge
it? He should.
It?
Yeah.
Greg is right, and Danielle, you're kind of hypocritical in this because
why?
You said, "Who cares about hair?" Women, it's all they talk about is other people's hair.
Yes.
No, I mean, I know that, but I'm saying it's like, so what? If you want to dye it, then dye it. If you want to get face injections, then get them.
Right, but you judge other women who have good or bad hairdos who do good or bad things with their hair, right?
Yeah, I'm judging Steve Belichick.
Right, so we're doing the same thing. We think it's vain and dumb of Brady to dye his hair.
Okay.
Here's a text asking if shaving is a vain thing.
Mm-hmm.
You think it is?
Oh, totally.
No, it's not.
Of course it's not.
No, it's not.
How is shaving not a vain thing and then dyeing
because
your hair?
You
is both cases, you're altering your appearance.
First of all, guys hate shaving.
Yeah.
We hate it.
But it keeps you looking younger. That's why you guys age better.
It doesn't keep you looking.
Yes, it does.
I do it because
you
have to for work.
Your face.
You have to. You're going to show up looking like an unkempt savage if you don't shave. You have
like
to
Edelman
do it
at the end of the season.
Yes, right.
Yes.
You know, you look like
Unabomber.
Yeah, looking like somebody who defecates on the sidewalks of Manhattan.
Yeah,
Edelman
looks
pretty homeless by the time we get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And beards. Some people just don't like beards. Those are a fashion statement. If I don't shave, I look a lot older because I've got salt and pepper throughout the beard, and also it's scratchy and annoying.
You look older because of the Patriots' record this season.
Hey,
the way Tom Brady's playing is aging me 5 days for everyone.
Speaking of kicking field goals.
Yes.
This texter is right. You know who's available?
Who?
Peloton husband. He doesn't have a job. He's not doing it. He's uninterested in his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care. He's just sitting there doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This is weird. This just in on Google. Next year's number one trending male Halloween costume, Peloton husband.
Can you imagine? I know we got to get to the news in a moment, but can you imagine the number of $942 million in value that Peloton lost because people were whining about a stupid television commercial?
I know.
Can you imagine that?
Are we sure that's accurate? I feel like this could be a stunt just for Peloton to drive up.
No, it's not a stunt. Wait, is this, you think this whole thing is a stunt?
It feels like it.
To sell bikes for Christmas?
It feels like the outrage is fake and Peloton has found a way to, I mean, think of all the free advertising.
They're stock.
It's
almost
a stock thing. It's not like it was, they just made up a thing.
It's almost $1 billion,
Ken. Well, who reported it?
Business Insider, a bunch of other places. It came directly from the market.
It came directly from the stock market. It's one day.
It's
Bloomberg, Ken.
One day.
Peloton's
Bloomberg.
Tremendous news from Bloomberg.
Danny Heumann, tremendous news.
The economy is better than it's ever been in the history of economies.
$53 billion. Don't need them.
Traders betting against Peloton made $80 million amid the company's holiday advertising controversy.
Can you
imagine? Did they short it?
Yep.
That's what I told you to do yesterday.
Short it.
It's a great one. Can you imagine, Greg, as hard as everyone in this room works, people that are on the pike right now, people that are at construction sites, kicking ass, freezing cold, just to make ends meet, and someone right now has FU money and can send their kid to Bentley for 100 years in a row because they shorted Peloton based off a friggin' ad.
Why you say Bentley?
Because well, just was the most
He's
first
right
expensive.
Here.
Okay, fine. Should I have picked another private university?
Yes.
I just think you have one or two of these butthurt PC brigade people who start complaining about an ad on behalf of Grace, who's an actress playing a role, Grace from Boston, and a company ends up losing $942 million, like almost $1 billion worth of its value because people are whining about how offensive a television commercial is. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Because it's no longer enough to just not buy or listen to someone. You have to tell everyone else in the world to do the same.
Yeah. And you know what? Kudos to Peloton for standing up yesterday and saying, we are going to stand by this concept. We're going to stand by the ad, and we get it. We lost $942 million when it comes to our value, but we're comfortable with the ad. Good for them.
Well, finally, there you go. So you're getting sucked in. Don't you think their Christmas sales will bounce back dramatically after all this ad?
I mean, how many people who were not planning on spending $3,000 on an indoor bike are going to suddenly run out and buy a $3,000 bicycle because they want to stand up for Peloton, Ken? I don't think that's going to happen.
Not me.
A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me.
Yeah, look at her. Grace, she looks great.
It's a bike with an iPad.
Grace looked good before it, but she looks even better afterwards. Poor woman.
Can we get her on the show? Do you have any contacts?
All right, we should try to get Grace on the program. I feel like we should. She's probably doing some sort of a bit role in The Mandalorian.
I can't wait until she's in the final episode.
Maybe she is The Mandalorian.
Whoa!
She's actually kicking on Sunday for the Patriots.
She should be. She should be.
She's actually a crisis actor.
She probably is. All right. Well, if you'd like to call and you'd like to be on this morning, 617-779-7937 is the number, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Noted Tom Brady and Patriots hater Nick Wright from FS1 will join us at 9:30 this morning. Big KC honk, Nick Wright, so we'll talk to him at 9:30. And coming up next during the news, wrong condiment in the to-go bag rage leads to violence in Tennessee. We'll get to that coming up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where
Well, that's okay. okay as long as it's not a Peloton and you're not Grace from Boston. This is Mike from Framingham. What's up, Mike?
How you doing? It's funny how everyone's up in arms about this Peloton commercial. Nobody complained about Planet Fitness when they were making fun of bodybuilders and smoking hot women.
Yeah. No, you're right. I think it's more about there's two kinds of people that are complaining about this. Mm-hmm. One is those whose husbands, unfortunately, can't afford to buy them a Peloton.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And so they're jealous.
Yep.
I don't know why you looked at me.
And the others are those that get offended if their husband might buy them a vacuum cleaner or some sort of a thing. They're wildly offended that a guy might be concerned about the health of a woman that he loves and wants to get her a bike to work out a little bit. That's why it's so offensive to some of these people.
I just had a buddy text me and say, the reason why I hate the Peloton commercial is because what father of little kids isn't hungover drinking again Christmas morning after spending the whole damn night putting together those stupid toys? F you, bike with an iPad. That's the truth. They make the dad look like Captain America. Oh, look, honey, everything's perfect in our Lexus car house.
Right.
And now, hey, Grace, here's the Peloton. You're supposed to look like garbage on Christmas morning. It's a rite of passage and privilege for a dad.
The fact that Grace is attractive is what has triggered 99% of the women. That's why they're bothered by it.
Why?
They look at her because they say...
She's hot.
She's hot. Why does she need that?
Yeah.
Look at me. I need that. But then the fact remains that if it was an obese woman, everybody would say the husband was fat-shaming his wife.
Yes, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're body-shaming.
Basically, the guy could care less. He's like, hey, I bought you the bike. Now get on it. I'm going to do my own thing.
Right.
If you want, I got you your Peloton. Mm-hmm. You asked me 47 times for mm-hmm. the Peloton, and I got it for you.
Leave me the hell alone and let me watch football.
And now you can get excited when you know the instructor knows your name or whatever it is that Grace gets all excited about.
Are people actually offended? Like, Danielle is not. It's more of a mockable ad. We haven't heard anybody who's really offended. I think this is more of a media creation.
No. Curtis tried to get the woman on the show. Oh, and she said her PR firm wouldn't let her on the show who wrote the main scathing piece there.
USA Today, she said that Grace from Boston needs a therapist and a divorce attorney because of this ad. The way she was depicted in it was humiliating and humiliating.
Humiliating. What's her name, this woman from USA Today?
I will totally butcher it. I will find it.
Is the term she-masculating?
I mean,
it's... You look a good portmanteau.
It seems ridiculous to me. It's a television ad. These are actors. And the company lost $942 million. Now, by the way, some sort of a financial guru was texting in, 617 texter, who said, don't worry about Peloton, ticker, PTON. The stock is still up 27.95% year to date since they IPO'd on September 26th of 2019.
And the author of this book, this story, was Hemal Javri, and she writes in USA Today, the woman's terrified face is so disconcerting, her distress so obvious, that it's impossible to focus on anything else happening in the ad.
Stop it. Stop it.
Right.
It's not the Blair Peloton project.
Yeah, it's the girl with the Peloton tattoo.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, in the basement are nine other Graces from Boston. He's got locked up, chained to Pelotons. Hurry up, you better power the house. It rides the Peloton or else it gets the hose.
Well, that's how they're powering their Christmas tree. It's like that aquarium. They're using the electric eels. This guy's Peloton.
I just want to read this rest of this. She's already trim and gorgeous, and yes, even though exercise should be about more than self-image, it's clear this woman is trying to compensate for something. Is it her crumbling marriage? Her husband's not-so-subtle suggestion to drop a few pounds, maybe?
I can't. I can't. I can't.
This is Sal from Tewksbury. What's up, Sal?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. You know how they could have hit it out of the park on this commercial, and they had plenty of time to do it because I think this thing came out like a year or two ago. They could have got an overweight guy or a woman, and they could have made a quick, 45, 50-second commercial of when they got it, and then followed it through each snippet of the commercial like they do now anyways, and shown how they came out after they...
Like the progress.
They're on the Peloton.
Yeah, like what their progress
is. And they would have hit it, out of the park. They should fire everybody in marketing.
Yeah. I just...
That's working for them.
If you're... The way I look at it is, if your husband gets you a vacuum cleaner, at least the guy went to the effort to go out and get you a gift.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, maybe
right.
he made...
Potato peeler? I mean, jeez.
Yeah, like, what's the big deal? So he bought you some pots and pans for Christmas.
Apron, yeah.
I mean, use them to make some food.
Make me a turkey pot
pie.
That's
right. I mean, what's the big whoop? Hello, hey, Paul.
Hey, morning, you guys. How you doing?
What's up, Paul?
Hey, actually, while you guys are talking about this, I'm having visions of an overweight woman falling off of the bike as she's taking a selfie. But I had a question for Danielle. So
yes.
These Peloton bikes, are they the new Kate Spade bags? Are we going from the $200, $300 range to like $2,000 now?
No, this is more on a lateral line with like a Louis Vuitton bag or an Hermes bag.
Well, let's just hope things end better for Kate Peloton.
Oh,
jeez.
Nick. First the plane crash, then there was a Nazi reference,
projecting outward, some kind of frustration in your own life.
Everyone
outward.
At Peloton should just hang in there.
All right, let's get to the news.
It's time for...
Good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
There's more good news today.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Fake news.
They do one thing only at the Northeast Men's Clinic. They specialize in the sexual health of men. Learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
Well, thankfully, no one died during the Brookline manhole explosions yesterday, so Nick couldn't make a joke about it.
Did you experience that?
Right? Yes.
Ken, you're a Brookline resident.
Through social media. Yeah. I was nervous, yeah.
Kind of scary. It was like commute home time, right?
Yep, commute home time.
Yeah.
About 7:30, 6:30, Route 9, they said there were three or four
7:30
explosions.
Or 6:30?
Around there, 7:30, 6:30-ish, yes. You know, around that hour. Police said there were three or four explosions from manholes on Route 9. They said the explosions were likely caused by a gas leak ignited by something electrical, but a few people actually witnessed this happen. This is one of the witnesses.
I see smoke coming out of, like, the first manhole, and then I walk up just a little bit further, and then I see the second manhole just explode, and it looked like you were just flipping a penny.
Oh, irrational fear.
Big time.
Terrifying. But everybody's okay?
Everybody's okay. Luckily, yes. We actually have some sound also from Brookline Fire Chief Patrick Canny.
A lot of these buildings were occupied. There was some broken glass damage to some of the buildings. And at this time, we don't have any report of any injuries, so we're lucky.
Nothing I love more than mass hole first responder audio. It is my favorite.
No idea why this happened? Like, is this not like a collection of like Whole Foods gases or anything that passed through Brookline?
Probably.
Just happened. That's
just
it.
Just a regular gas leak thing. Oh, underground, awesome. Something. They got to check it all out. Speaking of problems, the Orange Line issues with the new trains continue to be a problem. Now, we discussed yesterday how they were pulling the new cars off the tracks because of an uncommon noise that's being investigated. And then three Orange Line trains experienced mechanical problems yesterday.
Oh, three of the old ones.
Three of the old ones. The Orange Line between North Station and Tufts shut down for about an hour due to a power-related problem. Joe Pescatore, the spokesperson for the T, said that was unrelated to the weather, but they don't really know what's going on. So, of course, if you're trying to get anywhere on the Orange Line, good friggin' luck. Now you know how the people on the Red Line feel every single day. Now, there's a Democratic impeachment witness who apologized after she name-dropped Barron Trump during the House Judiciary Committee hearing.
Yes.
And Melania Trump took issue with that and took to Twitter as soon as she heard about it.
Yeah, I don't... Now, how do you feel about this? We could play the original audio, and then we could play her apology. But do you think that the children of a president are off limits?
Always off limits. But in this particular case, I don't really feel like she was necessarily going after Barron Trump. I think she was just making a comparison, which we'll play the audio
for you. We have the original audio?
The original audio.
All right.
The Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility. So while the president can name his son Barron, he can't make him a Barron.
Okay.
Didn't really bother me all that much. If she were going after Barron, attacking him, then I'd say, yeah, that's completely off limits. But I feel like she was just making a name. She was asked She's a Stanford University law professor. She was asked there to describe the differences between a U.S. president and a king. So that's
We need a Stanford law professor to come to the impeachment hearings to tell us the difference between a president and a king.
And here's her apology.
Sorry, Daniel. I'm sure I have this one. Hang on.
10.
I want to apologize for what I said earlier about the president's son. It was wrong of me to do that. I wish the president would apologize, obviously, for the things that he's done that's wrong. But I do regret having said that.
Have to tack that on.
Lost us right there.
That's the apology that you get from your spouse, where they're like, the way they say it is, I'm sorry if you were upset.
I'm sorry you're upset by that. I'm sorry you're offended by that. Yeah.
That was the 2019 apology. Defying. Mm-hmm.
All right, what else is going on, Danielle?
Case of fast food rage in Tennessee. A woman pulled the gun on McDonald's employees because they gave her ketchup instead of jelly with her order. Asia Vester is 20 years old. She had gone through the drive-thru on November 25th and became upset when the mistake was made. She then reportedly exchanged words with the restaurant's employees, pulled out a gun, and pointed it at them. Luckily, she left the scene. No injuries were reported after that, but people that go to that particular location were a little shaken up.
It's just unbelievable that you actually pulled a gun for some jelly. I don't know what's wrong with people these days. Being so close to Christmas, anybody could have got hurt.
Well, how do you confuse ketchup for jelly, though?
It's not like they're in the same kind of packet, right?
And it's frustrating. You get all the way home, and you realize that you got ketchup instead of jelly.
Rookie movie. First of all, no one's getting home without eating the food. Second of all, you always check before you drive away. Always check.
How do you confuse ketchup? It has to be for an egg sandwich order.
The only thing I can think of is that, you know how I think it's Heinz makes the ketchup in the dippable plastic packet that looks like jelly? That's the only potential thing I can think of, because otherwise it would normally come in the plastic packet. So I don't know how that would work. But anywho, moving along, Justin Timberlake has issued a statement about the actress that he was seen with recently that caused a whole big stir on the internet, and with his wife, Jessica Biel.
What happened with this?
He was shooting a movie with this girl, Alicia Wainwright, and he was out at a bar in New Orleans 2 weekends ago, and he was reportedly seen holding her hand.
Were they canoodling?
They were canoodling in photos and videos.
Uh-huh.
So he has issued a statement and said that, I drank way too much that night and I regret my behavior. I should have known better. This is not the example I want to set for my son. Then went on to say he made a strong lapse in judgment and wanted to clarify that nothing actually happened between him and the actress.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
A little hand holding.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Just wipe it off after. And let's head south.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
Well, you never know what you're going to get when you buy secondhand. Sometimes the item might not be in as great of condition as you think it is. But a Florida woman recently went to the Goodwill and bought a baby Einstein bouncer that she said looked to be brand new. And then later that day, when she was at the baby shower, the mother-to-be opened the box and they found a Mossberg 715T semi-automatic rifle inside, loaded.
Well, where else would you keep it?
I don't know. Maybe in a gun safe. Maybe anywhere except for in the box. Uh-huh. Luckily, there were a lot of individuals there that had military and law enforcement experience, so they did have gun experience. So they were able to turn that gun over to the authorities. Goodwill actually spoke with CNN and said that it's not the first time that they've seen a questionable donation surface. They've actually had people donate ashes by accident because they think they're donating a vase and it's really an urn.
Oh, yeah. It has your uncle in it or your grandfather or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a check, I guess.
And then speaking of Florida, there's actually a second story, and this is one of my favorite kind of stories in the news. A Pinellas County mom in trouble for going to fight the kids that her kids were fighting. Okay.
Had a girl.
Uh-huh. 42 years old. She's from Gulfport. Susan Strawmeyer has been arrested and charged with child abuse and possession of a weapon on school property. Monday, about 5:20 p.m., her daughters were involved in a physical fight with multiple students when she involved herself in a fight by attacking the victim and then hitting the victim in the back of the head with a purple taser repeatedly.
Well, she just happened to have a taser.
So charged with violating probation on a previous criminal mischief charge and facing some probably some jail time now.
This is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
What's up? Morning.
I would just like to say, speaking from experience, you know, from McDonald's a lot, and also I can kind of understand where the person that pulled the gun is coming from, because the ketchup and the jelly are actually in the same packet. They had come in a squeezable packet, just like, you know, both. So I can understand the mistake. And I've wanted to pull a gun, too, and you don't get the sweet and sour with your nuggets when you when you pull out of there. Yeah. So, you know, I give him a pass on pulling the gun. Well, thanks, guys.
I think you're supposed to, you got to check your order before you leave the drive-through area. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing to do.
Nothing worse than seeing barbecue and then asking for barbecue and then looking in and seeing the sweet and sour. And you're like, damn it, I didn't want sweet and sour.
Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys, I'm calling to call out Danielle for falling for the fake news out of Florida.
What do you mean?
What?
So with that rifle that was, quote-unquote, found in the bouncer.
Yes.
There is no way, first of all, that rifle would fit in that box.
Uh-huh.
That picture has not even the correct ammunition near that firearm that would be in that firearm.
Yes,
that
yes.
isn't even the same magazine next to it, that silver magazine. That's all handgun ammunition and handgun magazines next to it.
Yeah.
It's a .22 caliber rifle when it has 9mm and 45 right there. There's no way. That's just a call to the news to try to get on the news by this father-to-be and the mother-to-be just trying to get on the news and trying to make some, you know, make themselves celebrities.
So is it, you think that's what it is, or do you think it's a like an anti-gun thing that they're trying to, like, look, you know, you're just buying a simple item at Goodwill and there's a dangerous weapon in it. Like,
I mean, like, I don't. They made.
There
a
is
point.
A video opening the box, and the gun does fit in it. In the box, yeah,
it definitely
she shows.
Does fit. So
maybe
in
they
the,
just
in
gussied
the
up the photo just for scare tactics, right?
Well, it's not uncommon to have, you know, multiple types of ammunition if you have multiple types of firearms in your home.
Well,
so
I don't own a gun, let alone multiple guns that would necessitate
an entire
gun rack. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you very much.
First of all, how embarrassing is it to be the woman who bought the baby shower gift at Goodwill?
I'm sick of buying baby shower. If they got a brand new one that's donated, I'll pay less for that. You know how expensive that crap is?
Like, how much do you care about the person if you're buying the gift at Goodwill?
They wasted all their money on a Peloton.
Do you know how much it costs for all this stuff to get a floofy or a whiz bopper or all this other nonsense you don't need for babies?
No,
it's
the last time you bought
dollars.
A baby thing was 20 years ago.
Yeah. Everything just gets passed around now. The boppy, everything that's at Ken House, the boppy,
the wives.
Doodle bop, everything.
Yep.
Passed down.
Kids bop Karen. Epstein didn't kill himself.
Right.
That's Lady actually, Epstein. It was in the box. It was a sign that said Epstein didn't kill himself. Wasn't the Mossberg.
Anything else?
Yes. You know what? Actually, speaking of firearms, I did see a story in New Mexico that was a little disturbing. Speaking of keeping your stuff in a safe, there's a 6-year-old who brought a gun and ammunition to school as part of show and tell. The deputy investigating the incident got a call from the school. They don't believe that the student had any kind of malicious intent, but they did bring a loaded revolver into school. So they're now investigating, and the Department of Children and Families is involved.
Well, it's better than what normally happens, where it's crack or something like
that
the kid brings in from mommy or daddy.
Yeah. I found cocaine in my backpack. Yeah. That's not my cocaine. Oh, Greg, this story is for you. A biodegradable straw made from mango peels just won first place at a big science competition.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Two university students in Mexico won first place at a science fair. They found they had a desire to protect the environment and prevent further damage to the world's ecosystems by plastic. So they worked on it for a year, and they figured out a method to blend and treat and process the leaves, which results in a thin sheet of dried pulp, which can be rolled into a tube and sealed, therefore creating the straw. They say it's like a normal straw, only a little bit thicker, and it's got like kind of a poop color to it.
Kind of?
Kind of. It's between yellow and brown.
How is... Oh.
Can you eat it afterwards? Like it would eat a mango, or it's just the peel part?
It's just the peel part, so it's like the compostable plant-based straws they have now.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you.
You must Greta. Immediately use a mango peel straw.
Can we figure out a cure for cancer before we worry about getting mango peeled straws? Thank you.
How's the mouthfeel on the mango peel straw, by the way? What?
Sit mouthfeel. It's unctuous.
There are plenty of way cooler environmentally friendly straws.
That's right, Tom. By the way, happy 7th birthday to Vivian Brady.
Anything else? Anything else going on this morning?
You want a neighbor-on-neighbor lawn mowing dispute story? Because there's one in the news from Tennessee. This one actually had a pretty bad ending. These two neighbors had been feuding for a long time about who got to mow the strip of grass between their homes. It was a 43-year-old guy and a 67-year-old neighbor. The older guy had reportedly threatened the other guy's family many times, threatened to shoot the guy following another argument, and then shot and killed the neighbor.
Over lawn mowing?
Over lawn mowing. Can you even imagine being at that point? Yeah. So the guy that was killed had actually posted a Facebook video about this recently because the older guy, the neighbor, had like security cameras trained on his property and stuff, and he was looking for someone to kind of step in and help.
Same people know when to make the right decisions to use a gun, but a crazy man will shoot you at any time. And that's George. So something needs to be done. Need to go higher up and do something. Or something bad is going to happen, not by me, but by George. I just don't like being spied on. And I don't think nobody would. And I don't think he would.
And then the guy ended up
killing him. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, the neighbor-on-neighbor stuff is crazy. It gets completely out of control. Yeah.
What the hell? But that's like your tree is leaning on my property and dumping its leaves, right. Like your lights are coming through my windows, not you went ahead and did me a service by mowing my lawn for me.
Thank you.
Jesus. It happens all the time. All right, is that it?
That's it.
All right, thank you, Danielle. You're welcome. We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.